I'm Melanie Maceras with Oregon OSHA, and with me today is Matt Pomerenke. He works at Longview Fiber Paper and Packaging in Washington State. And Matt, you have been taking your message of safety out all over the place. One of the reasons you've gotten so into this area is you had a workplace accident. So can you talk about what happened?
When I was 21 years old, I was working at a lumber mill, and as part of my job, I was doing cleanup after work. And while I was doing the cleanup, I pulled a stick out of a chain and sprocket for a drive chain, and the stick snapped and pulled me into the drive chain itself, crushing my arm.
I know that you have a mechanical arm, right?
Yes. Yeah, I have a myoelectric arm.
And you're still working in the industry. You're still able to go to work in this field. But what has changed?
Well, I worked at a lumber mill when I got hurt. I work at a paper mill now. I work on the floor just like everybody else. The lumber mill I did come from, they have gotten a lot better safety-wise, training-wise, guarding-wise. The paper mill I am at now, they're pretty outstanding. They do a good job of training, and the mill's is great shape.
This had a effect on your family and your friends. Can you talk about that and what happened after the accident?
You know, an injury doesn't just affect you. It doesn't just happen and go away. I mean, it happens. It affects you. It affects your family, all your friends for the rest of your life. You know, for me, I was engaged at the time. And, you know, one of the hardest things, I asked one of my friends to go tell my fiance what happened. And that, you know, her life changed along with mine. You know, at the time, our two biggest worries were what's for dinner and what movie we're going to watch, and that all changed in the blink of an eye. And then it was, at 21 years old, worrying about going to doctor's appointments and surgeons and physical therapy and going to a psychiatrist, and it affects everybody around you, and it lasts forever. You know, I have two kids now, and there's the little things you miss out on, like teaching your son how to swing a baseball bat. You just don't get to do that. You get to ask friends to do it for you.
You talk to a lot of young people, young workers, about what happened to you. Why are you specifically talking to young people about your accident?
I mean, on a personal level, you know, that's kind of where it all starts. They never had anything like that when I was in high school. And you just went to work and you kind of did what your boss told you to do, because when you're younger, you don't really want to step up. You want to fit in. You want to be part of the group. So, and another thing, you don't know a lot of your rights or responsibilities as a worker. So if I can get ahead of the curve and tell them in high school and get them to do a little research and go online, look at OSHA or Washington State's DOSH website and learn a little bit about their rights and responsibilities before they go in, the things that they can and cannot do, they're going to be better suited in the long run to be a good worker and have a long, safe career.
Because you talk to young people, I've heard you say that you think that they're invincible at that age. They never think something like this could happen to them. What's the kids' reaction when they see you? They see how old you are now, and you talk about how old you were when the accident happened.
You know, relating a lot of what I say back to things I used to be able to do a lot easier. And you know, I was one of those guys that thought it would never happen to me. It only happens to the other person. You know, when you're 21, you think you're Superman. It's impossible to get hurt or have anything happen. And explaining to them how fast it can happen and what it's like when you have the injury and how long it really lasts afterwards, I think it just kind of makes it more personal to them, and they realize that some of the stuff they're doing right now or some of the things that they have done, you know, you could be seriously injured, and it's not just going to be for a second. It's going to be forever.
Kids can sometimes be pretty bold when they ask questions. What are some of the type of questions they ask you when you're talking to them?
You know, kids are great. They really don't have that filter a lot of adults do. They will ask you anything. I get a lot of questions on training, on their rights, but I also get questions on, you know, your settlement, how the arm works, phantom pains. If they're little kids, you get questions on if you're a robot. Things you can and cannot do, you know, what happens if your battery goes dead, those kind of questions.
Is there any message you want to share with people who might be listening to this about what you've learned through this experience?
You know, it really can happen to anybody at any time. I'd been working at my mill for 2 years when I got hurt. It can happen your first day on the job. It can happen 30 years in. a lot of times you get complacent and you stop seeing some of the hazards around you and really knowing that it can happen at any time. And to look out for yourself and your fellow workers, that's the name of the game. We all have something we want to go home and see after work. It's not the job that we're there to do. It's the paycheck we get from it that lets us lead the lives we want to live.